Welcome, everybody, to another edition of Steel Nation Radio, brought to you by Total Sports Enterprises. I'm Mike Pelaya of SteelNationAssociation.com, where we cover the Steelers 24/7 while bringing you, the Steeler fans, together in an effort to raise money for Children's Hospital of Pittsburgh. We are also raising money for the Breast Cancer Research Foundation. So please visit our site, read our articles, listen to the podcast, join the club, buy the shirts, and so much more to help us raise money for these two great causes. And as always, as you know by now, hopefully, you can find my work on SteelCityUnderground.com, where, again, there are many great columnists covering the Steelers all day, every day, and giving you all the coverage you need through many different contests, articles, podcasts, and so, so much more. So please check us out over there as well. So I sit here after a second consecutive loss. As you know, the Steelers lost to the Chargers this past Sunday and to the refs as well, which we can cover. I'll try to not go too deep down that rabbit hole, but kind of hard not to. And they find themselves sitting at 7-4-1, a half game above the Ravens, who are very much in this thing now. With no games head-to-head with Baltimore, which could be good, could be bad, the way the Steelers are playing at this point. But they find themselves in a little bit of trouble, too. Whether the refs took that game away or not, which they certainly didn't help the cause, the Steelers have lost two in a row. You know, several mistakes the week before against the Broncos cost them, a couple of mistakes this week, along with some referee play, and just, in my opinion, just terrible special teams play, not very good defensive play, and Ben was pretty much off as well with a bad interception, a terrible overthrow of Hunter, which was an easy, easy touchdown. I mean, just a lot of different things went wrong. But again, I'll say it, the refs. I mean, I'm not going to go too many plays here, but the non-call on the clear false start on the first San Diego touchdown, I don't know why somebody's not fired right now. I don't know why the NFL hasn't come out and apologized for that. The non-call on the block in the back on the punt return touchdown, again, not sure why somebody's not apologized, why not sure why somebody's not fired. The very debatable offsides call on the original game-winning field goal attempt. You know, it's a little tight. I don't think Hayden was offsides. They call that, I mean, that game should have at least gone into overtime. They gave them many, many, many points. I was lucky enough to be in the locker room after that game, and I mean, it was somber, as you can imagine. I'm sure you saw some of the highlights from the locker room with the interviews. You know, the guys were certainly upset. Tomlin is extremely upset with the referees, as you definitely saw, and they have the right to be. They have the right to be. The refs screwed the game. The NFL has to get that together because the officiating, not just in that game, but the officiating in just about every game, every single week, sucks. It sucks. And it has for years now. And the NFL sits on their hands and doesn't do a damn thing about it. They don't do a damn thing about it. They are costing teams games. Period. They are costing teams games. And quite frankly, once again, the Steelers could be affected in the seeding. Don't forget the Jesse James catch last year that wasn't. Cost them seeding last year. They could be costed. They could be costed a playoff spot. I mean, they're impacting this league dramatically. And the NFL has the audacity to do nothing. Nothing. Roger Goodell, you suck as a commissioner. You are the worst commissioner in sports. I hope you're listening. I'm sure you're not, but I hope you are. Roger Goodell, you suck. Your officiating sucks. Do something. Do something because you're ruining the product. You are ruining the product. I'll tell you what, I watch the Steelers games, obviously, but it is hard to watch any of the other games. And part of that is because the officiating is terrible. The other part of that is because the NFL has decided that defense doesn't exist anymore. God forbid we had some defense. I'm not even asking you to go back to 1970s defense, which I wasn't even old enough to see. But can we get some mid-2000s defense? some mid-90s defense? Something? We're watching Big 12 football in the NFL at this point. It's ridiculous. It's a slipping product. Love the Steelers. We'll watch them for the rest of my life. But it's hard to watch some of these other games. And that's on you, Goodell. Figure it out. Anyway, went further down the rabbit hole than I originally intended to, but hard not to. So the Steelers, you know, in the locker room, they're saying there's no panic. You know, when I was in there, and as I'm sure you saw, they say there's no panic. They're not worried, but they need to be a little bit worried. The Ravens are a half game back. Steelers are going out to Oakland. Now, the Ravens are going to Kansas City, so the Chiefs should win that game, but something inside me tells me the Ravens are going to pull off an upset. I hope not. I don't think the Ravens are that good of a team, but something inside me tells me that they're going to pull off some kind of an upset, and then it's going to get really, really interesting because the Steelers go to Oakland. Now, they should win. Oakland's 2-10. They're terrible. They are terrible. But the Steelers consistently struggle with the Raiders when they play them. And Ben Roethlisberger has never won a game in Oakland. One of the very few places we can say that, but it's truth. Now, he hasn't had that many chances. You know, I don't know the exact number, but we're talking about less than a handful. Nevertheless, he's never won a game in Oakland, and Oakland continuously gives this team fits when they play them. So I have to say, you know, I am a little concerned about this upcoming game, and the Steelers need it because back-to-back after that, are the Patriots and the Saints. And as far as I'm concerned right now, those are two losses staring at you right in the face. And I know the Patriots are at home, but the Steelers right now are 3-3 at home. They've lost three games at home. Another thing you cannot do. You have to protect your home field. You have to. They have not done that this year. They did not do that down the stretch last year. That's a problem. That is a problem. They need to rectify that situation, and they're going to have to worry about that in a couple weeks. First, they need to go to Oakland this week and get the job done. And if you read my article earlier this week on either SteelNationAssociation.com or SteelCityUnderground.com or in the New Pittsburgh Courier, you would know that I said the Steelers, they don't beat a quality opponent. They haven't really yet. The only quality opponent they've beaten this year, if you want to even call them that, is the Ravens, who are 7-5. The Panthers are 6-6 now. Steelers kind of busted up their season when they played them. And everybody else is no good. They've lost to the Chiefs, great team. They've lost to the Ravens, who they also beat, as we know. They lost to the Chargers, who I do think are a pretty solid team. And the Broncos are, you know, average, but they're not horrible. The Steelers are beating teams like the Bucks, the Jags, who were terrible this year. You know, they beat the Browns, who were mediocre. The Bengals are no more than average, you know, amongst others. This is not a juggernaut team. And they've 0-3 against the NFC West right now, by the way. 0-3 against the NFC West. They hope to get the one win against Oakland this week, or again, they are in trouble. Now, James Conner is not going to play. We know that, and my guess is he's not going to play for a few weeks at best. Looks like a high ankle sprain. That's not a good situation. So you're looking at rookie Jalen Samuels and Stephen Ridley to carry the load. I think Samuels will probably get the start. Now, the good news is Oakland is 31st in the league against the run. So if you ask me, now they don't have a good defense overall in general. It's in the bottom half, towards the bottom third, quite frankly, but 31st against the run. I think you got to start with the run. Even though Connor's not there, you've got to start with the run. Once again this past week, Roethlisberger threw it over 40 times, and they lost. The lack of the balance of offense. I know the numbers are prolific, but they don't win when he throws it over 40 times. It's in the numbers. It's in the stats. They lose. They need to control the clock when they can't do that when they're throwing the ball all over the field. So they need to try to run the ball this week with Samuels and or Ridley, and they don't need to bail on it if it doesn't work in the first 10 or 15 runs. They need to stick with it for a while. And I think that they will, but I also thought they would run the ball more against the Chargers, and they didn't. And Connor was having a good game before he got hurt. So I do expect Samuels to actually get the carries over Ridley. I think they'll both will. I actually think Ridley should be the starter over Samuels, but I think it'll be the other way around. I like Samuels more as the catching back. I like Ridley as the more of the true traditional running back. But either way, I think they need to utilize whoever they decide to put back there a little bit more often and let it ride until Oakland proves multiple times that they're not going to be able to run against them. You know, Roethlisberger will get his yards. Him and AB connected several times last week. That connection was strong. I mean, he said it on his show this week, Roethlisberger did, that the Chargers play a little bit of a different coverage than the other teams that have faced them this year, which is why, you know, Brown was open a little more often. Obviously, they couldn't get the ball to Juju as often, but one or the other, you're going to be okay. With Hunter's injury, that opens the door up for James Washington. Outside chance Eli Rogers gets activated this week. I don't think it'll happen quite yet, though. It will be nice to see him when he comes back, whenever that is. I think he'll be a very big help for this team. And once he's fully healthy, he can step into that number three spot because, you know, clearly Washington hasn't earned that just yet. I think he can be very, very good, but he hasn't, hasn't shown that yet. He's going to get his opportunity to do that this week. So I hope he does. I actually think that the Steelers need to go back to the tight ends a little bit more. They've got two good ones. I love McDonald, but he's kind of been non-existent in the last few weeks. You know, Jesse James, I think he's an opportunity waiting to happen, and they don't really use these guys as much as they probably should. So I think they need to consider that this week as well. The Oakland defense just isn't much to write home about, which is why I think the Steelers will put up their points. But, you know, the offense, there's nobody there that scares me. I mean, Derek Carr is he hasn't been the same since he broke his ankle in the playoffs a few years ago, but he is dangerous, and he had a good game last week against the Chiefs. And against the Steelers secondary, that's, you know, a little bit of a scary thing. So I would concern myself with him. Doug Martin as a running back is, you know, he's putting up over 4 yards a carry. He's got about 100 carries or so. So it's a small sample size, but a good enough one that you can say, hey, you know, he's someone that you have to keep your eye on. I don't see a number one receiver on this team. I don't. So that's the good news for the Steelers. You know, our old friend Martavis Bryant is listed as questionable right now. I'd love to see him play. I actually want the Steelers to face him. I want to see them shut him down. He only has 19 catches for the year, you know. So again, Steelers made a solid decision in trading him. But I would love to see him play just to shut him down. But I think the Steelers will go in and win, as I wrote earlier this week as well. I think they're looking at a 24-21 type of victory. You know, obviously the margin of victory should be larger than that. The team is much better than the Raiders, but the fact that they struggle with Oakland, the fact that they're on a two-game skid, the fact that Connor's not playing, the fact that the secondary is not good, and I think that they can be lit up by a guy like Derek Carr, the fact that the Steelers are not creating turnovers, only 12 through 12 games, minus 8 on the season in the giveaway-takeaway ratio, which is a problem, makes me think that they're not going to blow the Raiders out of the water. They're just not. And if the Raiders were just about any other team, I would probably pick that other team to beat the Steelers this week. But because the Raiders are who they are, quite frankly, just a very, very bad football team, I'm picking the Steelers. They need it. They know they need it. I just don't see how they don't get it corrected for this week. They are too talented and too good not to go into Oakland and win this game. You know, past ghosts be damned. I just think that they're gonna get it done. They're just going to get it done, but it won't be easy. It'll be down to the wire again, 24-21 Steelers. They will need to do a balanced offense. They will need to have a pressure defense on Carr. The best pass defense they have is their pass rush. They haven't been getting behind the line very often in recent weeks. That needs to get fixed this week. And they need to create turnovers. They are not doing that, and that is a problem. You know, when I was on the field for halftime last week against the Chargers, lucky enough to be there too, looking at the old Super Bowl team that was there, you know, guys from the 70s, Joe Green, for example, to guys from the mid 2000s. You know, of course, Debo was there, James Harrison, and, you know, well, Porter was you know, on the sidelines coaching, but Brett Kiesel, Aaron Smith, I mean, those guys, those were guys that played defense. Casey Hampton was right there. Those guys played some defense, and this team is not them. They're not even close to those guys. And let's not forget, you know, the guys that weren't there, like Polamalu. I didn't see Ike Taylor, for example. Just all of those guys. Ferrier was there. He was great back in the day. I mean, just that was a defense. And I would love to get this team back to that. But one, I don't think they have the talent. And two, the NFL's not going to let them do that anyway. Which brings me back to you, NFL. Get it together. Get it together. Allow some defense. Pittsburgh plays defense. But you don't let them, do you? And they don't let themselves, because Pittsburgh has been blowing it this year. Now, speaking of blowing it, before I sign off, I've got to rip into Boswell a little bit. He's killing them. Now, that missed extra point isn't why they lost, but it didn't help him. He has nine missed kicks this year. Four field goals, making only 69% of his field goals, good for 31st in the league after going to the Pro Bowl last year. And he's missed five extra points. Five extra points. Four field goals. Five extra points. 17 points left out there by Boswell. And I know the extra point line is further out than it used to be, but I don't give a damn. You have to make those extra points. Now, I'm not saying you got to be perfect. It's a lot harder to be perfect than in the old days. Fine. Agreed. But 5 through 12 games, Boswell, what are you doing? And at this point, I'm not saying you have to cut him, but you got to scare him. And Tomlin's got to bring in a kicker, at least on a fake tryout. So Boswell sees, like, hey, you know, I can get cut. I just signed this huge contract, but it doesn't guarantee me anything. Special teams, you got to button up, but it starts with Boswell. It starts with Boswell. We'll see what he does in Oakland. But again, I've got him winning 24-21, which means he's making three extra points and a field goal. I don't see him missing any other ones, but I at this point, who can say that? He went from Mr. Automatic to who the hell knows? Seriously, who knows? And that, if they do make the playoffs, which they can, if they go 2-2, there's a good chance they'll make it. Down the stretch here, 2-2. But do you trust him? I don't. But we'll talk about that when we get there. In the meantime, I'm going to sign off by saying I think the Steelers will win 24-21. And I'll talk to you next week, hopefully after another Steelers victory, which will get them their 8th win of the season. And we'll go from there.